I'm curious, as you started this process of looking at this Dolphins offense, how different it looks to you compared to last year, you know, given the new system they're putting in?
Well, I mean, I think obviously, you know, you're going to look at last year and try to get a great evaluation of the players that you played against, obviously starting with the quarterback and, you know, the skill positions where they have some returning players that we obviously faced. And then, you know, you're going to take a look at what, you know, Bill Lazor has done with the new system as the new offense coordinator and what they've run here in preseason, and go back and try to trace that a little bit, the history and the background of the offense, and, you know, try to figure out, you know, how it's going to apply. I mean, certainly, obviously, you know, I think what they've done a great job of this year through the preseason is the quarterback position with, you know, Ryan Tannehill being able to control and run the offense and do a good job of the different looks and the different problems that they set up with this type of offense. And, you know, really trying to do a great job of being good decision makers as a quarterback and get the ball distributed to a lot of their skilled players, which obviously with Wallace and Hartline and Gibson and, you know, Landry and Matthews at the receiver position, they have some excellent talent out there, along with Clay at the wide receiver or at the tight end position, who's a very good skilled player for them, a very multiple type of player. And then through the preseason, you get to see you know, their other tight end Sims and the different positions that he's kind of been in and moved around at. So I think you know, they've done a good job to implement the system that, you know, Coach Lazor has brought with him, and you know, have done a good job through the preseason of efficiently running that offense.
Matt, can you kind of give us a thumbnail sketch on the two new defensive linemen and just kind of what you anticipate their roles being, both Quarles and Gaston?
Yeah, I mean, I think we'll just, you know, we're trying to take a look at everybody and still trying to figure out, you know, what's the best positions. We're obviously a defense that's going to have people in a lot of different spots. So I think those two guys are, you know, came in and worked hard the other day to try to get acclimated to the system. And obviously we'll get another day here tomorrow to get a good look at, you know, them playing, you know, in our system. So just trying to, you know, take it day by day here and, you know, just trying to get ready for Miami. I mean, that's really our main focus, and obviously just get those guys caught up as soon as we can.
One more question. From the outside, it looks like over the course of the summer, you guys have had a couple of guys who are kind of classified as cornerbacks, Kyle and Alfonso, playing kind of safety-type roles. Not pure safety from the outside, but safety-type roles. Is that out of necessity, versatility? Where does that thought process come from?
Well, I think, you know, in general, with all of our defensive backs, you know, they can be in multiple different positions or in multiple different looks. So, you know, they're kind of everybody's in a particular situation where you might have to, you know, be a linebacker, be a safety, be a corner, be a inside player, nickelback, whatever it is. So they just got to be ready to be able to be multiple in those different positions and, you know, adjust to whatever particular look we're getting from the offense. So I would say it's more just of a, you know, being multiple different players in different positions and being able to adjust based on what we're seeing.
Hey, Matt, thanks for your time. Chris, in looking in the background of the offense, as you say, and Bill Lazor in particular, do you go back to his tendencies at all in college? We know that he was an assistant briefly with the Eagles and influenced by that experience, but in terms of playing calls and what he goes to in certain situations, and how in-depth, if at all, do you get in what he did previously?
You know, man, I think you're going to do the best job you can going back through and checking the, you know, the history of the offense, the system, and obviously the play caller. And, you know, a good time, obviously, during the offseason to get a chance to look at some of that information and just really, you know, look at all the different avenues and explore all the different possibilities. You know, as the first game of the year goes, you're trying to make sure you're prepared to handle a lot of different situations, and you know, you want to make sure that you're trying to look underneath all the you know, the different avenues. So certainly we're looking at different things. Obviously the Philly system, which he came from last year, and is trying to really focus on, you know, how they've implemented it through this preseason.
And as a follow-up, I'm sure in the preseason they haven't tried to show too much, but based on what you've seen of Ryan Tannehill, do you see a quicker decision maker, guys getting the ball out and getting rid of the football more promptly?
I definitely would say that you could say with the quarterback position in general, I think they're trying to do a great job, and they've done a great job of making quick decisions, getting the ball distributed, getting it out. The accuracy increase as far as the passing game is concerned. So they're definitely spreading the ball around with, you know, good, smart, accurate passing games and concepts, and it has definitely benefited the quarterbacks in a positive way.
Hi, Matt. This question kind of goes off of Chris's question from earlier about the defensive backs and using multiple different guys in some of those spots in the defensive backfield. I'm wondering, what would be the advantage to the team, to you guys as a coaching staff, to having one player, you know, play at that safety spot or whatever you want to call it, next to Devin on a pretty consistent basis? You know, one guy to leave out there in most situations. What would be the advantages to that?
Well, I mean, I think what you want to do when you're taking a look at the defense in general is you want to make sure that you're not stuck in one particular situation. So we're trying to make sure that, you know, with teams that tend to either go at a hurry-up or quicker pace, teams that tend to get you in some substitution matchups where maybe you can't get in the most idealistic situation, that everybody out on the field is prepared and ready to go in those other particular spots. So I think that's really what we're trying to do, is make sure everybody understands the concept. We want to teach it from a conceptual standpoint and be able to plug in wherever we see need fit based on whatever the particular week brings. I think, again, you know, it's great with, you know, Miami's offense and the system that they're running there. I mean, obviously it's a offense that is up-tempo, fast-paced, and, you know, they're trying to get the defense out on the field and run as many plays as they possibly can, mixing in obviously a very strong run game. So you just got to be prepared to be out on the field and to play football.